The week started off not good. 27 people shot dead in Texas. And of course, Donald Trump said it wasn't the guns to blame.
Not
at
all.
It was the mental health. The Paradise Papers were revealed,
that was
of course.
Monday, yes.
And some amazing investigative journalism. You know, we are living in interesting times with journalism being cut back, but it is good to see outlets banding together. I mean, everyone from the ABC, Fairfax, the BBC.
I think there were 95 outlets globally who all agreed to work on this together and put it out. It's incredible. It's still ongoing. It's
33
still
million
features.
Pages. Yeah. And I'm still trying to get my head around the whole thing. I think most people who aren't, involved in legal affairs are just looking at this going, my God, everyone from the Queen to Michael Hutchins is in some way implicated
the
Paradise Papers.
And I won't get too far into this. No. So far, my two favourites are the fact that Bono owns a Lithuanian shopping mall as a tax dodge,
yes,
which is just
correct.
Weird.
Yep.
And First Colonial Bank, the Australian bank, owns the entire back catalogue of Sheryl Crow's music as a tax dodge. This is weird times.
All I want to do.
Please continue.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? Turnbull, we're still on Monday.
Oh, Lord.
Turnbull was criticised for turning down a very kind offer from the New Zealand government
to
take those poor refugees from Manus Island. They're still there living out of garbage bins, literally, because they're terrified to go into town because the locals are armed with machetes and knives. Well, not all the locals, but a significant amount. There was a terrible glassing at La Kemba, and petrol prices apparently will rise just in time for Christmas. I do that story every year. Tuesday, mopping up after that fierce storm, you may remember it hit Sydney about 2 o'clock that afternoon. It just really poured down for about 20 minutes. Luckily, we were spared damage, although there were a lot of roofs blown off in the Central Coast and the Hunter Valley districts. We had a horse race. Also, more citizenship issues this time. John Alexander. I don't even look. They're so coming at such a rate. I don't even know what's going on there.
I'm not sure either.
We'll just put him in the to-do list. 140 people have been scratched by bats this year, according to new figures, which puts them at risk of getting the Lyssa virus.
Always
so
fun.
If you are scratched by a bat, go and see a doctor because, Lyssa virus is like rabies.
Yeah.
And who wants that up? Good news for 77,000 HSC students. Exams finished.
Yay.
So you can bet there was a bit of celebrating on Wednesday night.
Now just a whole bunch of tension for a month until you get your results.
Correct.
I remember it.
Correct. Look, deep breath, guys and girls. You're going to do well. And if you don't, you can go back. Thursday. A woman was arrested after her car ploughed into a school at Greenacre. That tragic story, it's still playing out in the courts, so I won't talk about that. But two young children killed. Mm. It was announced that the same-sex ballot will be announced at 10 a.m. on Wednesday. And we'll be here at 2SER bringing you the information as soon as it comes in.
You will indeed.
And I'm hoping for a yes result, even though I'm disgusted that we had to actually vote on human rights. Some good news, in my opinion, that the euthanasia bill is likely to gain support in the New South Wales upper house. That came as a surprise to me.
That came out of nowhere. I was never anticipating that.
And we first heard of the New Delhi smog crisis, a public health crisis. They're saying equivalent of smoking 50 cigarettes a day if you go out into the New Delhi air. And I was just listening to Nick, who was saying that it's getting worse.
Yeah, no, it's terrifying.
I really don't know what they're going to do there. Thursday, yesterday, we're slowly getting there, Nick, and listeners, bear with me. Telstra offered compensation to 42,000 customers over the debacle that is otherwise known
as the NBN.
Rod Sims from the ACCC said that no doubt there will be other companies who will also be forced to pay out.
Oh, yes.
I know my internet with a certain company. I won't mention them, but it's shocking. It's just like, and we've had so many letters saying that we're going to cut you off and put the NBN on. Then we ring the NBN who say, no, your street's not being connected. So no one knows what's going on.
It's pretty shocking in terms of national infrastructure, especially for something as important as that, the way it's been handled. And I've been writing about this since
2011. I know you have.
Yep. 11. So, yeah.
Unbelievable. Let's see. We had Conservative MPs coming out in Good Enough. I love the name. Talking about there could be up to 100 amendments after the yes. Well, I'm assuming it's going to be a yes result. To protect schools, students, and religious people. So I'm not going to comment on that other than to say, let's get this through Parliament. An Australian man, was tragagically killed by a lightning strike while he was surfing. And a dreadful story, which, that came out yesterday.
I missed that entirely.
A shocking story that came out mid-morning after you'd gone off air. I just don't even know how anyone could do this. But a man will front court again on Monday after being arrested yesterday in Albury. I had to look twice at this press release from the police. He allegedly laced his 4-month-old daughter's dummy with the drug ice. Now, the poor little girl is still in hospital. This man, 34-year-old man, Christopher Crowther, swore abuse at the judge, and he was refused bail to appear in court on Monday. So we'll let you know how that goes. And that basically
is the week.
Is the week that was. And stay tuned for more citizenship issues.
Please do. Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you.